under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. I don't know about you, but I get kind of excited when I watch what is taking place in the D.C. Beltway today. I understand a lot of intrigue, a lot of deception, a lot of things taking place that the socialist Marxist media is not pleased with. In fact, there are many things that the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party is not pleased with, and they're filing suit after suit after suit to try to block President Trump and the DOG, that's Doge, that is headed up by Elon Musk, that's appointed by Donald J. Trump, our president. The question's bounded about, does President Trump have that authority? Does Trump have the authority to let Elon Musk, a citizen, non-elected person, enter into some of the archives of what is taking place and how the money is being expended and what is taking place with the funds that's put into the treasury by the U.S. taxpayers. I find it intriguing. I find it absolutely exciting to realize that, yes, Trump has that authority. Yes, he will succeed in the 20-some-odd cases, suits that have been filed against him and Elon Musk and the Doge deep dive for the trillions of dollars that's been wasted fraudulently. I believe that is the case. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I want us to think on today, be sure your sins will find you out. Now that's a biblical concept. If you sow to the wind, you'll also reap to the whirlwind. That's a biblical concept. And we're seeing these two things playing out together, I believe, as we watch what is taking place in the D.C. belt. Listen, we the people, I believe some almost 80 million citizens voted for President Donald J. Trump for the president to be the 47th president. He said he would do these things, and he is at a lightning speed carrying out the promises that he made to we the people. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's fascinating, excuse me, as I watch the scene playing out in D.C., they tell me that the U-Haul business is a bumper business in D.C. today. We're going to talk about that and much, much more in relationship to what is taking place, and I believe it's the divine intervention of God. Now, you can claim it anything else you'd like to. You can say that you can come up with all kind of irrational excuses and statements in relationship to what we see taking place. I believe it's God's providence through his divine intervention that we see these things happening. We as Christians and conservatives, we prayed for it. We asked God to give us his intervention and put Trump back in office. God has answered our prayers. God is now, I believe, enabling with wisdom and tenacity and strength and understanding of the system for President Donald J. Trump to do what he is doing. Now, the days, weeks, months ahead, we might disagree. But as of this moment, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot ought to be grateful and should be thanking the Lord for what Trump is doing, We're going to talk about some of the things he's doing, some of the things he's already done, some of the things that's taking place, and what the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party is doing in response to it. But I want us to understand that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We face the issues not with political rhetoric. We do not face the issues each and every day with some denominational dogma. We do not face the issues with some philosophical thought in relationship to what a politician might say or rhetoric that an individual might come up with. We look at it through the prism of the Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And he said, if you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. John 17, 17 says, thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117, verse 2, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. I believe that is true today. I believe that it is factual today. I believe we're witnessing the laser focus on the issues and the problems. And we're witnessing those that are guilty of things that would be untoward, those that are guilty of that which would be fraud, waste, and abuse of the taxpayers' money. We're witnessing them scramble. We'll talk about that in a moment. As they get out of Dodge, as the old cliche goes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to face the truth book. What does the scripture say? It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. You remember Orwell was the author of the dystopian novel entitled 1984. By the way, that was written and published in 1947, 48, and 49, with a projection of what America would be like in 1984. Much of what he said has come to pass. A little late in his date, he said 1984. We're seeing that taking place in the recent few years. And in Orwell's dystopian novel, he said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factually correct today. We find those on the left, the socialist, Marxist, communist, screaming Letitia James, the George Soros planted DA in New York. We're witnessing and watching Letitia James. We're watching Chuck Schumer. We're watching Maxine Waters and others screaming and calling out for Trump to be impeached. For them to, listen, they're sending, we need to impeach Elon Musk. Elon Musk can't be impeached. He's not an elected official. But ladies and gentlemen, he does have the authority to do what he is doing because he was assigned that duty and responsibility by the president. And according to our Constitution, the president has that absolute, unequivocal, unabated authority. And all of these suits that are being filed, the socialist, Marxist, communist left realizes they cannot stop him. They're simply trying to delay him and to stall him until enough folks can get out of D.C. Now, that's my opinion. You might disagree. That's all right. By the way, shortly after our monologue, we'll open the telephone lines. And that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear your opinion, your thoughts, your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. But let me remind you, truth matters regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. I think on the left, they do not. I don't think they could spell truth, ladies and gentlemen. I think when it comes to the Marxist media and the left, they could not spell the word truth. I say we need to get back to the basics of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. I'm looking at the headline, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what Jim DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's factually true without any equivocation. But ladies and gentlemen, the truth is, the reality is, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, and millennials mean the 18 to 35-year-old age group. This article dealing with the research says 55% of the millennials think that each person determines their own version of truth. Headline of the article, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. And then the article opens with the Webster's Dictionary search on the word truth, and it states this: truth is the body of real things. Truth is the real events, real facts, real actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. Ladies and gentlemen, we've left the truth in our nation in just about every aspect of it. And when it comes to what is taking place in D.C. today, the Beltway today, with what President Trump is doing at lightning speed, we have those who want to reject the truth. They want to somehow maul and demean, undermine, and focus on President Trump rather than listen. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like to me the wretched Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats, it looks like to me, ladies and gentlemen, that they would recognize that this is salvaging the U.S. taxpayers' dollars. This is going in and bringing forth and revealing the ones that are doing the waste, the ones that are carrying out the fraud, the ones that's destroying the taxpayers' dollars. Looks like they'd rejoice in that. But contrary-wise, they're trying to tear down and destroy and block DOGE, D-O-G-E, Department of Governmental Excellency. And ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to stop it. I go back to a statement by a famous 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's the call for action in America today. As Christians, we need to seek the truth. Won't be found on Communist Network News. We need to listen to the truth, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and be willing to stand up and defend it even to death. I believe that's what Trump is doing today, defending the truth, standing on truth. And I believe that there's a need for more and more of those in D.C. to do the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that as we face the issues, we need to recognize that there is a need for us to stand for truth, perhaps as never before in the history of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are now open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that is almost fascinating, but it's a fact that this is where the left is in America. You would think that at a time like this, that whether it's the left or the right, we call it the right or the left side of the aisle, if it is the Democrat or Republican, looks like to me the mindset would be, we need to pray and seek God's wisdom. We need to pray and seek God's face. We need to pray and ask God to give protection for America. But I'm looking at headlines that the Democrats charges that Christian prayer should be banned in the Capitol. California Democrat Representative Jared Huffman protested at the National Prayer Breakfast, claiming it violated the separation of church and state. The congressman said that Christian prayer should not be allowed in the Capitol building at all, that the government needs to build a wall between the church and the state to uphold the secular republic. He says further, So look, we should not be waving or having Christian prayer at all. It's a sanctum in the United States Capitol and Statuary Hall. This is an actual violation, he said, of the separation of church and state as we've never seen it before. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Contrary to prayer, contrary to seeking God's face, you find the socialist Marxist media standing on the side of the leftists that believe that we need to keep on wasting taxpayer dollars. Listen, through Doge, D-O-G-E, Elon Musk, they've been into many, many, many of the federal agencies. And listen, I don't have time to go through every line item that they've discovered, but hundreds of millions, perhaps even trillions, just as in the division of Medicare, they've already found something like $2.7 trillion of fraud in Medicare alone. But I'm looking at an article that tells the story. Ladies and gentlemen, U-Haul is doing a bumper business inside the D.C. Beltway. As a result of President Trump's We the People election mandate, our president in the on the fast track of draining the swamp, cleaning the sewer. And ladies and gentlemen, all across D.C., they're recognizing that. Listen, they're getting out of Dodge, as one writer said. Headline, Zillow, Washington, D.C. home listings. 7 days ago, 201 new homes listed. 14 days, 378 new homes listed. 30 days, 706 new homes listed. 90 days, 1,198 new homes listed. Ladies and gentlemen, as of the recent last couple of days, I understand through Zillow and other listings organizations for real estate in Washington, D.C., that some 10,000 homes have been put up for sale or lease. 10,000. That tells you what's taking place as the House of Cards implode in D.C., as people are getting out of Dodge left and right, as people are willing to abandon and get out of the city because of what they see coming. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline that's, I believe, important to understand. We're talking about the couple of dozen or more lawsuits been filed against President Trump, his administration, and DOGE, Doge, and Elon Musk. Hundreds of millions of dollars are at stake. They've already uncovered millions, perhaps trillions of dollars in waste. Here's an article about one of the judges. The wife of judge blocking Trump administration is a USAID grant recipient. Judge John Bates ordered the president to restore sex change and gender ideology web pages. Now we learned that his wife, Carol Reeve, is the founder of Hope for Children in Ethiopia, a long-term recipient of USAID funding. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find more and more each and every day as this progresses that those in the U.S. House, mostly on the left, that call themselves Democrats, somehow, some way, they have organizations that's theirs, that's collecting money through the taxpayers' funds, or they have a friend or relative or neighbor that they are covering for by standing up and rejecting what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, I see it an irony that we ought not to have. I see it something that ought not to be, where you've got one side of the aisle versus the other side of the aisle that somehow, some way, thinks that we ought not to uncover waste, fraud, and abuse in the the taxpayers' dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching. The left is realizing that the light is shining on and revealing corruption, graft, fraud, widespread waste in the all branches of our federal government today. Doge has opened Pandora's box, and the secrets of the Marxist Communist Democratic Party is now being laid bare. No corner to hide in, no closet to get in, no way to turn the light off, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read another headline and one brief paragraph and take our next caller. Headline, Biden Treasury Department emails, that's plural, emails, show coordination with left-wing organizations on tax policy messaging. These documents revealed that the Treasury officials exhibiting much of the worst of the Biden administration overreach of statutory authority, outsourcing policymaking to outside special interest groups, and dealing harshly with any dissenting voices that could be heard. It's a 5-page article. It goes into great detail with the examples of email after email after email. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, there's no secrets that's going to be kept. I pray that this goes until the point. By the way, one of the things that was just recently said, I don't know if it was Elon Musk or President Trump, said we need to go to the different legislators, House and the Senate. Many of them were elected. They might have had a few $1,000s in the bank. And after a couple of 2 or 3 years, they're worth millions. And the question is asked, where did they get the money? On the representative's salary? On the senator's salary? How did they save? How did they develop? How did they accumulate millions, in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars? I believe that needs to be investigated. I need a light needs to be shined upon that. And this is the reason Maxine Waters is screaming to her voice, afraid of Elon Musk, said he's going to look at our checking account. He's going to look at our bank accounts. Sure they are. And that's the thing that worries the left today, is it's going to shine the light on fraud, waste, and abuse that I don't believe we ever dreamed was as deep and wide as we're finding it. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it is vital for us to realize what is taking place in that realm. Listen, your sin shall find you out, the scripture talks about. Another text in the Bible in John, the 4th chapter, where the Lord Jesus goes to the woman at the well and asks for water. And the woman saith unto him, verse 15, Sir, give me the water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that thou saidest truly. Listen, the truth comes to light. According to the Word of God, that is God's way of shining light on the lie and revealing that which is wicked, unbiblical, and unholy. And I believe that's what God is doing today through Doge and through President Trump and Elon Musk. Perhaps you ask the question, why is he going so fast? Because President Trump realizes they're going to try to put the brakes on, so he's going to do as much as possible with as much levity and leeway as he has to deliver America from sure bankruptcy lest something is done to stop the drain and the drainage. The swamp must be cleaned and drained. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well today.
I am. Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to tell you, you are a blessing for this new administration coming in. I think Elon Musk said that he might make some mistakes, but he's not going to make any mistakes. I don't believe. Because, number one, we're getting the illegals out, and the Democrats are crying. I think it's 2 states that told them that everybody that's LGBTQ, XYZ, or whatever, they're going to let them come in. And I think it was one Republican lady told them, you letting, like you said, Pandora's box. You are going to reap what you sow. And like the president said, if you're going to do that, let them just have their way, we are through. I mean, they are through. Because you're going to cut off the funding.
Well, Kenneth, I believe you're exactly right. The Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party realizes that their heyday is over. The train is coming to a halt. The speed car is about to wreck, and they realize that.
Yes, sir.
It is amazing that we see so much of this taking place, and I believe that it is a wicked group that we have in Washington. I'd like to see them may be able to make a determination. Which of these representatives are on the take? How much are they getting from the lobbyist? How much are they getting paid from Big Pharma? How much are they getting paid to, as I call it, jerry-rig the system so that it rob the taxpayers and put it into different pockets of their friends, relatives, and neighbors? We all know that the Biden administration, according to Representative Comer, had already found in their research that the Biden family cabal had several dozen LLCs, limited liability corporations, set up that they were using to use it to do the money laundering from around the globe. And yet Biden, then as he's leaving office, gave a blanket pardon for his entire family. Now listen, and I'll touch on this, and it's a different subject for another day, but in the Biden family cabal that was pardoned, none of them had been charged with anything except Hunter Biden, and yet the blanket pardon goes back for years for all of them. And some constitutional attorneys are now saying it's an impossibility to give someone a pardon that's not been charged with a crime or found guilty of a crime. And therefore, the pardons that Joe Biden extended his entire family are illegitimate pardons, and also with Sir Anthony Fauci, because Fauci had not been charged with a crime, and yet he was given a blanket pardon. I believe those things, the scab's going to come off. I believe there's going to be the absolute charging of guilt for those that have been involved in things that are crimes against humanity, crimes against America. And I'm delighted, Kenneth, I'll say this and let you go. I'm delighted to see what President Trump is doing through DOGE. And by the way, for the benefit of our listeners, DOGE is a new name for an organization to do this very same thing that was set up in, I believe it was 2014, with Barack Obama. And it was never instigated and utilized. And so Trump just picked up on what had already been set in place, changed the name of it, and it's now Department of Government Efficiency that is being used. And it is a brilliant idea that's been put in place. And I believe that it's going to be absolutely beneficial for America. Kenneth, it demands our recognition and realization. By the way, Kenneth, perhaps you know this, but there are major searches going on the Internet by these that are the bureaucrats that are in the governmental agencies. They're searching the term bleach bit. You know, bleach bit is the material that's used to bleach out and to wipe out a hard drive that Hillary Clinton used. They're looking for offshore banking. They're Googling Swiss bank, offshore banking. What are they doing? Finding a place to hide their money before the light shined on it, I believe. They're looking for money wire organizations, how to wire money to overseas. It is something that is a recognition, I believe, of what's really taking place, that the, how would you say, if you walk into a room and it's dark, you shine a flashlight, the roaches are going to scramble to get out of the light. That's what we see in D.C. today. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. I believe we have another call on the line quickly. Go over with your question to comment.
You're right on target, and I'll give you two analogies that me being a little pondered like you, my old granddad told me, say, you throw a rock over in the hog pen, the only one that squeals, it gets hit. And I tell you, I saw a thing on World Funny Video the other day where a lady comes into the room and it's trashed. I mean, and two dogs laying on the floor. She said, oh, I wonder who did this. And one of them gets up and sheepishly walks out the door and hides. I wonder where these people are going to hide, they're leaving and getting out of Washington, D.C.
They're getting out of Dodge like lightning flashes. I understand U-Haul is a major business, and the thing that is so telling, we're going to talk about that after the top of the hour news break, that's so telling is the search things, the words and the terms and the things that the Democrats are the folks that are getting out of these agencies that are being fired or that are being laid off, some 80,000 that have decided to take the early layoff. And I think what they're searching on the search engine tells us exactly what is the background and what is the problem in D.C. We're going to talk about that further right after the news. But listen,
right,
thank you so much.
They have trashed D.C.
Yes, absolutely. God bless you. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. We'll be right back right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.